Chushevin galat hayr alumni a gesinten zimmer. Tzaddikim used to say that Shabbos noch yontiv is Shabbos noch yontiv. It's still yontiv. Tashpuas from the yontiv linger into the coming Shabbos. Shvius especially, because we know Shvius has a week after Shvius, the Shivus Yimaya Tashlimim, to be mashlam all the karbunas that Yidden was supposed to bring when they came to be Yoyle Regal. So we're going into Shabbos Kodesh after Shvius, and the Kriya this week in Parshas Nusay has a very powerful and a strong message to what the Kabbalah Satoira should look like after we want a Kabbalah Toira. Shvius, we all prepared for Heilige Toira. But what happens tomorrow? What happens the next day? How are we supposed to live our lives after Kabbalah Satoira? So the Toira gives us a very, very clear and definitive message. And Birchis Kahanim, at the end, by Chamishi, Shtaidorten, Yevrechichu Hashem, and then it ends off, V'yusayim L'chu Shulayim. And the Medrash says, Reb Nusan Oymer, Zeshulam Malchus Beis David. Rebbe Oymer Zeshulam Toira. What does V'yusayim L'chu Shulayim have to do with Shloim Malchus Beis David, the Shulam Toira? But for those of us that are learning the cycle of Daf Yoimi, we had a few days ago that the Gemara tells us that the Menoira and the Mezbayach and the Shilchan were set up like a segel. That means the Menoira saw the Shilchan, and the Mezbayach was a little bit forward. So the Gemara asks, Favusnish, why aren't they in one row? So the Gemara tells us that the Menoira has to be able to see the Shilchan. Why does the Menoira have to see the Shilchan? Manaf Gemina. Is do a heilige word from Reb Arla Belze Zachisi Yuganalain. He says as follows. He says, we know that the Menoira personifies Toira. Ner mitzvah v'toira oir. We know that the Shilchan personifies Malchus. That was the Shilchan. I had a case on it. He says, there are two things that run side by side in the person's life. That's Rochnius, that's Toira. There's also another thing, we are oisik be'iska oilam haza, that's how the Eibishter wants the world, the Eibishter created the world, that people should handle a mischa, we should go out in businesses, and we should have a hint tzedek, an eifer tzedek, we should handle an erlich. But you know what? The view from the Menoira to the Shilchan, and the view from the Shilchan to the Menoira has to be a clear view. That means, Azoi, when Ayid handled in business, he has to know, I gotta keep my eye on the focus, which is Toira. Am I handling the Anerlech Ayid? Am I being honest in business? Is my office in Ozgehalten a Platz the way it's supposed to be? Are my checks and balances the way the Eibishter wants it to be? The same way when a Yid learned Toira, he has to know that all the hashpuas v'sichab in business came from a learned Toira. And Mamaila, what that does to a Yid, the amount of koyach and effort we put into a business deal should be the amount of koyach and effort we put into learning a blat gemura. Because the hashpua in the business came from a learned Toira. And I'd like to share with you a masa, yediyah de kamasa from Heilig and Sanz Eruv. Sanziruv was a little yingler, and his father took him to Rebbe from Lublin. And they stood on a line, and the Rebbe from Lublin was taking chused after chused, lining the kvittel and zergesegend. And it comes a few people before Sanziruv's father, and the Rebbe from Lublin tells the Gabba, I can't see any mochsidim, I need to take a break. And he goes into his room, and Sanziruv, little Chaimel, was very curious. What could the Rebbe be doing so important? He's almost finished with the line. There were 50 people ahead of us. Now there's another 10, 12 people behind us. A little yingle is the Chagashik yingle, and he makes a beeline into the room while they were emptying out the Hasidim, and he hides in the closet. Everyone goes out of the room. The Rebbe from Lublin takes out a Mishnayis Masechtis Zvuchim. And he starts learning. How long do you think little Sanziruv was able to sit in the closet without moving around? Not long. Within a few minutes, he must have knocked a hanger or something, and the Rebbe from Lublin hears something. He opens up, and who does he catch red-handed in the closet? Heilige Sanziruv. Sanziruv was shaking and gezittert. The Rebbe from Lublin, I trespassed. He took him out and he sat him down on his lap. He said, Chaimel, Chaimel, you're wondering why I stopped in the middle to learn. He says, I want you to know, Yidden come to me for bruches, panusa, shadichim, gezint, business ideas. What do you think I take my koyach? What do you think I shake it out of my sleeve? No, fin koyach ha-toyre. I felt that my energy of toyre was used up. I had to stop, recharge, and learn in Seken of Alta Geben Bruches. And favos, abach mesech te zvuchim, because there you have the Mishnah, aizi mikoymam shel zvuchim. He said that's the only place in Shas where there's no machloikis. And it's a Mishnah una machloike. So he says, Toire una machloike. He says, that's the sterkste Toire. That's Ivui chilam bevris yachad. Nase v'nishma omri ke'echad with achdis. The boy said, this is what we have to remember. V'yusim l'chu shulam. We want to have shulam hatzlucha. We have to remember that our shilchem, which is our business, and our menoire, which is our Toire, have to see eye to eye. And demo said, I bish te helfen esadzam. V'yusim l'chu shulam.